Hey everyone, and welcome back to the PWC podcast. You know, we like to dive deep into topics here, and today we're going to be looking at wisdom.
Ooh, wisdom. That's a big one.
It is a big one. And specifically, we're going to be taking a look at it through the book of Proverbs.
Oh, Proverbs. Yeah.
We've got a really cool script here called Walking in God's Wisdom, and we are excited to unpack it together.
I'm excited.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because we live in a world that seems to really prize knowledge and achievement.
Right.
But, you know, Proverbs kind of comes back to this idea that true wisdom is something deeper.
Absolutely. And the script does a really good job of contrasting the two, like worldly wisdom versus God's wisdom.
Right.
It talks about like all these trends that we see, like people ignoring scripture or twisting scripture to fit their own narratives.
Yeah.
Putting more faith in like human intellect than divine guidance.
Yeah.
And even, you know, reshaping moral boundaries to suit personal preferences.
You know, that's a great point. And I think it's worth asking, like, what is it about those trends that's so appealing?
Right.
Why is it that we as Christians even sometimes feel tempted to reject God's wisdom?
Yeah.
Is it because we're afraid of being judged?
Maybe.
Is it a desire for control?
Could be.
In this world that feels so chaotic? Or maybe it's just that we want that quick fix.
Yeah.
You know, like instant gratification that our culture is so obsessed with.
Right. It's so easy to fall into those traps.
Yeah, it is.
But you know what the script offers? This really powerful antidote.
What's that?
The fear of the Lord.
Ooh.
Now, hold on. Before you get like freaked out.
Yeah.
We're not talking about being terrified.
Right. Yeah.
It's not about that at all.
No, it's not about being afraid. It's you know, fear of the Lord, I think, can be a phrase that people misunderstand.
Right.
What it's really getting at is something way more profound.
Okay.
It's about reverence, you know, recognizing just how great and holy God is.
Right.
And then obedience, you know, choosing to line our lives up with his wisdom, even when
it doesn't make sense.
It's hard.
And humility, you know.
Yeah.
Acknowledging that our human understanding is always going to be limited.
Oh, for sure.
Compared to God's.
And that is a really helpful way to frame it.
Yeah.
And the script really emphasizes that this shift in perspective,
right,
this understanding of what it means to fear the Lord is really the key,
yeah,
to unlocking this true wisdom.
I think so.
Like when we begin to see the world through God's eyes,
mm-hmm,
our priorities start to change.
Oh, they do.
And when our priorities change,
yeah,
we start making wiser decisions.
Exactly. Because think about it. If our ultimate goal is to please God,
right,
and to live according to his will,
yeah,
then our choices are naturally going to reflect that.
They should.
We're going to make decisions that line up with his character,
mm-hmm,
and his purposes.
And the script uses some really great examples from the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
To illustrate this point.
Like what?
Well, there's King Solomon, who famously asked God for wisdom.
And was blessed with an abundance of it.
He was.
Well, success, a flourishing kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, his reign is often looked at as the golden age of Israel.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty amazing.
And then you've got this contrasting example of King Rehoboam.
Oh.
Who was Solomon's son.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he had this opportunity to learn,
right,
from his father's example, but instead he rejected the wise counsel of his elders.
No.
And ended up dividing the kingdom.
Oh.
Facing rebellion and conflict.
Yeah, he didn't learn from his dad.
He did not learn from his dad. And what's so fascinating about this,
yeah,
is that it's not just an ancient history lesson.
Right.
It's so relevant for us today.
Oh, so.
Because we all face choices.
Yeah, we do.
That can either bring blessing or chaos into our lives.
Yeah, that's true. Like, we might not be ruling kingdoms.
Right.
But even our small decisions,
yeah,
can create these ripple effects.
Crazy how that works.
It is crazy. And choosing wisdom isn't just about avoiding like major pitfalls. It's about setting ourselves up for success.
Long-term success.
Yeah, and fulfillment. Like in our, yeah, relationships, our families, our careers, every aspect of our lives.
That's a great point.
Speaking of success, a great way to ensure a great Sunday for you is to come join us at Pittsford Wesleyan Church.
I love that.
It's a great place.
So now the question is,
well,
how do we actually put this wisdom into practice?
Yeah, that's the big question, right?
It sounds great in theory, but how do we make it a reality,
mm-hmm,
in our everyday lives?
How do we do it?
Well, the script lays out some practical steps.
Okay, good.
And it all boils down to seeking God.
Seeking God, okay.
Cultivating a relationship with the ultimate source of wisdom.
So it's like building this connection.
Yes.
With the one who knows everything.
Yeah, who sees everything from this eternal perspective.
Wow, that's powerful.
And the script really emphasizes prayer.
Oh, yeah. Prayer's huge.
Not just like saying memorized words,
right?
But actually having these heartfelt conversations with God.
Yes.
Pouring out our concerns, asking for his guidance, being open to his whispers.
I love that.
It also encourages us to immerse ourselves in the Bible.
The Bible, yes.
Which is just this treasure trove of wisdom.
It is.
Just waiting to be discovered.
You got to dig in.
And the more that we meditate on its truths,
mm-hmm.
the more those truths become a part of who we are and how we think.
I love that.
It's like having a roadmap.
Yeah, a roadmap for life.
For navigating life's complexity.
That's awesome. What else does it say?
Well, it also highlights the importance of surrounding ourselves with wise counsel.
Okay, yeah.
We weren't meant to do this alone.
No, we weren't.
You know, finding mentors, friends, a community of believers
right.
who can offer godly advice and support.
It's so crucial.
People who can challenge our assumptions, point out our blind spots, and encourage us to stay on the path of wisdom.
It's like having those people in your corner.
Yes, and I love that.
Yeah.
Because it's a reminder that we need each other.
We do.
We need to be in community
yeah.
with people who can help us see things from different angles.
And to hold us accountable.
Absolutely. And perhaps the most important step of all.
What's that?
The one that underpins everything else is learning to trust in God's ways.
Okay.
Even when they don't make sense to our limited human minds.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Yeah.
Surrendering control can be so difficult.
It can be.
Especially when we feel like we have everything figured out.
Right. Yeah, like we got this.
But isn't that where faith comes in?
I think so.
Trusting that God's plan for our lives
yeah.
is ultimately for our good.
Right.
Even when we can't see the whole picture.
That's exactly it.
It's letting go of our need to be in control.
Yeah.
And recognizing that God's wisdom is far greater than ours.
It is.
And the script gives a really relatable example to illustrate this.
Oh, I like examples.
It talks about this young professional
okay.
who receives this amazing job offer.
Oh, wow.
High salary, great benefits, the whole package.
That's awesome.
But there's a catch. The company uses some pretty shady business practices.
Oh, no.
And that is such a relevant scenario.
It is, yeah.
We all face those kinds of dilemmas in our professional lives
mm.
where our values might be tested by, you know, the allure of success or advancement.
For sure.
So what happens in the story?
Yeah, what does this person do?
So instead of jumping at the opportunity,
yeah.
this person takes a step back.
Okay.
They pray about it.
Good.
Seeking God's guidance.
Yeah.
They talk to trusted mentors and friends, getting your perspective.
Okay.
And ultimately, they choose to do what's right.
Good for them.
Even if it means turning down the offer.
Wow, that's a powerful example of wisdom in action.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. Choosing integrity over temporary gain.
And it raises this important question for all of us.
What's that?
Are we willing to do the same?
Yeah.
Are we willing to make those difficult choices?
Right.
That align with our values, even when they come at a cost.
Yeah, that's a good question.
We invite you to explore these ideas further by joining us at Pittsford Wesleyan Church this Sunday at 11 a.m.
Yes, come join us.
We'd love to continue this conversation with you.
It's a great place to be.
It's a reminder that true success isn't measured by our bank accounts or our titles.
It's not.
But by the integrity of our character.
Right.
And the impact we have on the world around us.
And that's something to think about.
It is something to think about. What does it mean to live a life that truly reflects God's wisdom?
Yeah.
We'll continue unpacking this idea in just a moment, so stay with us.
Yeah, it really is a lot to think about.
It is. And you know what struck me as I was reading through this script is that it doesn't just give us like these principles of wisdom.
Right.
It challenges us to apply them.
Right. Yeah, to put them into practice in our lives.
That's right.
Not just to know them.
And it actually includes some really thought-provoking reflection questions.
Oh, like what?
Like, are there areas in my life where I've been rejecting God's wisdom?
Ooh, that's a good one.
How can I practically live out the fear of the Lord in my daily decisions?
You know, those are powerful questions because it's one thing to talk about wisdom
yeah.
in this abstract way.
Well,
but when we really look at our own hearts
yeah,
and the choices that we're making,
right,
that's when it gets real.
It gets real and it can be uncomfortable.
It can be, you know, facing those areas where we're messing up.
Right, where we're falling short.
But I think that's where we grow.
That's where the growth happens. And the script makes this great point that wisdom is a journey, not a destination.
Oh, that's good.
You know, we're not going to become perfectly wise
right.
overnight.
It's a process.
It's a process. There are going to be times when we stumble.
Right.
When we make choices that aren't lined up
yeah.
with God's wisdom.
We're human.
We're human. We make mistakes.
The key is to not let those mistakes totally discourage us.
Right.
It's about having humility,
Yeah.
recognizing that we need God's grace
Every step of the way.
every step of the way.
And being willing to learn from those mistakes.
Yeah, to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and say, okay, God,
Right.
what do I learn from this?
What can I learn from this?
Right.
How can I do better next time?
Exactly. It's like having that growth mindset, you know,
Yes.
constantly seeking God's guidance and letting Him mold us more and more
Yeah.
into the image of His Son.
But we have this incredible GPS for life.
I love that a GPS.
But instead of giving us like turn-by-turn directions,
Right.
it's giving us wisdom,
Guidance.
guidance on how to live a life that's pleasing to God
Right.
and truly fulfilling.
That's good. And speaking of guidance, I highly recommend checking out the guidance and community at Pittsford Wesleyan
Oh,
Church.
yes.
They have an awesome service every Sunday at 11 a.m.
Definitely worth checking out. And the script wraps up with this powerful statement.
What's that?
The world offers us temporary knowledge,
Okay.
but true wisdom
Yeah.
begins and ends with fearing the Lord. And
Powerful.
then it poses this challenge.
What's the challenge?
Will you choose wisdom or follow the foolishness of the world?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It is a good one because it's like we're standing at this fork in the road
Okay, yeah.
and we have to make a choice.
We do.
Which path are we going to take? The path of worldly wisdom,
Yeah.
which promises, instant gratification, but ultimately leads to emptiness,
Emptiness, yeah.
or the path of God's wisdom,
Yeah.
which might require sacrifice and humility,
Right.
but ultimately leads to true fulfillment and joy.
That's what we want.
That is what we want.
And that choice really is going to impact our lives.
It'll shape our relationships, our careers, our families,
Yeah, everything.
our legacy.
Our legacy. Wow.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into the wisdom of Proverbs, let's
Yeah.
recap.
Okay.
Wisdom begins with fearing the Lord. It requires daily practice and intentionality,
Yeah.
and it leads to better decisions
Better decisions.
and a more fulfilling life.
I like it.
And remember, it's not about becoming a perfect sage
No,
overnight.
it's about making that choice to invite God into our lives
This.
and to let Him guide us.
And that leads us to the final thought for today.
Okay, hit me.
What is one area
One area. Okay.
where you can commit to seeking God's wisdom this week?
This week. Okay.
Maybe it's in your relationships,
Relationships. Okay.
your finances, your career,
Got it.
or even just how you spend your free time.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be this huge life-altering decision.
Right.
It could be something small.
It's about starting somewhere.
The point is to start somewhere,
Yeah.
to take that first step towards living a life that's guided by wisdom.
Instead of just following whatever the world throws at us.
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to figure it all out on your own.
Right.
We have each other.
We do.
We have our church community.
For church community.
And most importantly, we have God's word and the Holy Spirit to guide us.
That's right. You got this.
You got this. Yeah, it is so encouraging to know that we have all these resources, to help us along the way.
Yeah, it is. It's a gift.
It is a gift. So to wrap up our deep dive into wisdom according to Proverbs, I just want to thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been a pleasure talking about these things with you.
Me too. And a huge thank you to Pittsford Wesleyan Church for inspiring this conversation.
Yeah.
If you are looking for a community that values wisdom and seeks to live it out, I highly encourage you to visit them this Sunday at 11 a.m.
Yes, come join us.
You won't regret it.
Great people. Great place to be.
And that's it for today's episode of the PWC Podcast.
That's it.
Thanks for listening. And remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
It is.
So go out there and live wisely.
Until next time.
See you next time. Come join us this Sunday at 11 a.m.